guys really do this? It's a brand new viral trend for men where they keep notes on their partner. And even I can say it is not as nearly as controlling. It's not, actually not at all. It's not controlling or psycho at all, even though it could sound like it.
Yeah, how does this work?
You are taking notes on your woman. Things like her favorite snacks.
Oh.
Her wine preferences. Favorite clothing stores, clothing sizes, shoe sizes. Go-to fast food orders, her favorite pizza toppings, books, authors she loves. And men are keeping these kinds of tidbits of information in the notes section of their phone.
That's pretty smart.
I thought it was more like you take notes on like, well, she did this on this day, and that was wrong.
That's why I clarified.
And she did this.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then if you've ever been through a divorce, your attorney tells you to keep notes of every interaction.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you're like, today there was not.
It was funny that you said that. I should probably do that. Can I can't tell you how many times I've been standing in line at CVS, get the prescription, and they say, date of birth? I'm like, I got to call.
That's
keeping
date
of birth information.
It's a fairly easy one.
I have faced some more. But I will tell you, I don't know any of my kids. I just stand there like, so I have in my emails now, I go to the date of birth section to make sure I know.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, in a weird roundabout kind of way, you're doing that. Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Matt, you say you do this?
Not quite.
No.
I could answer all those questions that you have. No, I keep a note list of all the dumb stuff she says. She says something ridiculous, what I do is I write it down and I read it back to her in the moment to confirm that it's what she said.
Oh.
So that a couple months later, we go back and we look at it and we have a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So you read it back to her in the moment.
Yeah, I read about, I'm like, just so we're clear, this is what you just said, correct? And she goes, yep. And I said, great, got it, written down.
Okay.
I love it.
Does she get mad when you do that?
No, because she realizes what she said in that moment was done.
Okay. Matt, I got to admit something.
Hmm.
I think, and I didn't realize it until just now, that my own husband does something similar.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Ooh.
Except for his are typically video. He'll record me saying, anytime I'm like, I'm going to say no to this.
Oh,
yeah. Or if I'm like, oh, my God, the next time that this comes up, remind me that I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And so he'll just take out the phone and record me. And so I think he has like saved videos of me saying that. So he can say, see this?
Yeah. So he doesn't believe you anymore.
No.
Like one time Hannah said, is Benadryl for that? I have allergies, not an allergic reaction.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I should probably write that down. And she goes, why? I'm like, what'd you just say? Like, say it back slowly. Or let me repeat it to you. Yeah.
She had allergies and allergic reaction, the same thing, and said she didn't have. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if you have an allergy, you're having an allergic reaction.
Correct. She said, I have allergies, not an allergic reaction. Yeah. I was like, got it.
She didn't get it. It's
say
okay.
that one more time, real slow.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was like, one more time for me, real quick.
One more time for the notes.
That's hilarious.
She also said, I think if I learned how to cook, it would be disgusting because I don't have common sense.
Wow.
So those are the kind of things that I save so that when we revisit it in the future.
How many of these do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably about 10.
What
else you got?
Can we just do this like next week? Just do one a day?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll do like a quick thing like, all right,
today.
Dumb things Matt's wife has said.
And we'll get the voice guy to be like, dumb things. Matt's
In all honesty, I mean, we've been together dating for 13 years. The fact that I only have about one a year is not bad.
That's true.
Well, sometimes you're driving and you can't video it.
Right. That's also true, because I go in and I type them out. Yeah.
Well,
these date all the way back to when we were going. I think the earliest one was when we were engaged.
Wow.
All the way until,
yeah, you have to make sure that they are noteworthy.
Right,
you know,
not
just like little silly things.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like when you're fighting and she says something that's like,
no,
illogical. Because I was like, that would not work. Mm-mm. Like, what'd you say again?
And that's not fair.
I'm writing it down.
Right.
You'd be like, that's when you're just saying, oh,
I'm keeping
you're
track
You're catching
of
her
the,
saying, like...
Catching her saying very dumb things.
And then she laughs about it. She's like, oh, geez, did I say that? Okay.
Because sometimes in the moment, she'll say it, and then she'll see my reaction. I'll just perk up, and she'll go, that wasn't right, was it? I'm like, nope, it's going on the list.
It's on the list.
Write it down.
I'm good at, like, knowing a partner's stuff. The one thing I can never remember from it, historically, is their favorite flower. Let's just something like roses. Mm-hmm. If it's something... That's not roses. Like, what is it? Is it a daffodil? It's like, what? Or whatever.
Sure,
I can never remember. There's like some weird, I think Kelly's some weird tulip thing, but it's a very specific tulip I don't know if that's right
but
either.
That would be
that, I should have taken a note
thing.
Of that.
Yeah,
because every time I got flowers, I'm like, oh, no, which is it? Mm-hmm. You don't want to ask them because you're trying to surprise them or whatever.
Right, because then they're going to know it's coming. Yeah. Well, some men are saying that they do it to show you, we are listening. We are listening. It's just I might need a little help to remember some of the things that I know about you, you know. And also saying, one guy put, of course I do it. Because if we're not paying attention, someone else is.
Yep. Ooh, geez. That's
wow. So
I don't like that.
Maybe we'll start making some notes. And this, I think also that can go for men and for women. It can go for men and women,
you
know?
Yeah.
I make notes not about stuff like that for Ben, but gifts. Mm-hmm. Throughout the year, if he'll say, he'll mention something or I see a need for something that just whatever. Or he'll say, like, this is cool. I put it in my notes section. To remember what, you know, for birthdays and Christmas and stuff.
Didn't you say you had a spreadsheet of his tea times?
No, I can't keep track.
Too many.
He shares that with her on her Google Drive.
Way too many. And then also, like, he hides so many from me. I could never keep up.
That's hilarious.